This is the Sakar Murli of 13th of May, 2026. Essence, sweet children, because your intellects hold this knowledge that you have received from the Father of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, you are called spinners of the discus of self-realization. Question. What injection does the spiritual father give you, spirits, in order to purify you? Answer. That of Man above. No one but the spiritual father can give this injection. The father says, sweet children, remember me. That's all. It is only by having this remembrance that you souls become pure. There is no need to study Sanskrit, etc. for this. The Father speaks to you in plain Hindi. When you spirits have the faith that the spiritual Father is giving you methods to become pure, you will continue to renounce the vices. Om Shanti. The meaning of Om Shanti has been explained to you children. The soul gives his own introduction. My form is peace, and my residence is the land of peace, which is also known as the supreme abode, the land beyond sound, nirvana. The Father says, renounce body consciousness, become soul conscious, and remember the Father. He is the purifier. No one knows that they are souls, and that they have come here to play their parts. The drama is now coming to an end, and we have to return home. This is why Baba says, remember me, and your sins will be absolved. In the Sanskrit language, this is known as Man above. The Father did not say anything to you in Sanskrit. He only explains in the Hindi language. The government wants there to be just the one language of Hindi. In fact, the Father too only explained in Hindi. However, at this time, because there are many religions, sects and cults, many different languages have been created. In the Golden Age, there aren't as many different languages as there are here. Those who live in Gujarat have a different language. Whichever village people live in, they have their own language. There are innumerable human beings and innumerable languages. In the Golden Age, there was just the one religion and one language. You children now have this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world in your intellects. This is not mentioned in any of the scriptures. There are no scriptures that contain this knowledge. Neither has the accurate duration of the cycle been written in them, nor do they contain any of this knowledge about it. There is just the one world. The world cycle continues to turn. The new world becomes old, and the old world becomes new. This is called the discus of self-realization. Those who do have the knowledge of this cycle are called spinners of the discus of self-realization. The soul has the knowledge of how this world cycle turns. They have then portrayed Sri Krishna and Vishnu with the discus of self-realization. The Father now explains they didn't have any of this knowledge. Only the Father gives you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. This is the discus of self-realization. The discus is nothing to do with the violence of cutting throats. All that they have written is lies. No one apart from the Father can give you this knowledge. Since even Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar are called deities, human beings can never be called God. The praise of the Father cannot be the praise of the deities. The Father teaches you Raja Yoga. You cannot say that the children should have the same praise as that of the Father. Children are those who take rebirth. The Father doesn't take rebirth. Children remember their Father. The highest on high is God. He is ever pure. Children become pure and then become impure. The Father is constantly pure. The children definitely need the Father's inheritance. Firstly, you want liberation, and then liberation in life. The land of peace is called liberation, and the land of happiness is called liberation in life. Everyone receives liberation, whereas only those who study this knowledge receive liberation in life. There truly was liberation in life in Bharat. All the rest were in the land of liberation. There was just the land of Bharat in the Golden Age. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Baba has explained, the maximum number of temples has been built to Lakshmi and Narayan. Birla and others who built those temples do not know how Lakshmi and Narayan received their kingdom, or for how long they ruled that kingdom, or where they went afterwards. They don't know anything at all. That is like worshipping dolls. It is called devotion. Those who are worthy of worship then become worshippers. There is a big difference between being worthy of worship and a worshipper. There must be some meaning to this. Those who indulge in vice are called impure. Those who become angry are not called impure. Those who indulge in vice are called impure. You receive the nectar of this knowledge at this time. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge. Baba has explained, this Bharat was Sato Pradhan, the most elevated land, whereas it is now Tamo Pradhan. This is now in your intellects. There is no kingdom here. It is the rule of the people by the people. In the Golden Age, there are very few people. There are now so many. Preparations for destruction are being made. Delhi has to become the land of angels, but no one knows this. They think that this is New Delhi. Who will change this old world? No one knows this. It is not even written in any of the scriptures. Only the one Father explains everything. You children are now making preparations for the new world. You are changing from shells into diamonds. Bharat was so solvent. There were no other religions. There are now innumerable religions. Everyone now remembers the Merciful Father. They have forgotten that Bharat was the land of happiness. Look at the condition of Bharat now. It used to be heaven. It is the birthplace of the Father. Therefore, according to the drama, he feels compassion for it. Bharat is an ancient land. It is said truly 3,000 years before Christ, Bharat was heaven, and there were no other religions. This Bharat has now completely fallen to the ground. People sing, our land of Bharat was the most elevated. The very name was heaven, Swarg. No one knows the praise of Bharat. Only the Father comes and tells you the story of Bharat. The story of Bharat means the story of the world. This is called the story of the true Narayan. Only the Father sits here and explains that exactly 5,000 years ago, there used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Their images still exist, but how did they receive their kingdom? what existed before the Golden Age, what existed before the Confluence Age, the Iron Age. This is the Confluence Age, when the Father has to come. I have to come when the old world has to be made new. I come to purify the impure world. People have said that I am omnipresent and that I come in every age. This is why they are confused. Only you know this Confluence Age. Who are you? On the board it is written, Prajapita, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Who is the father of Brahma? Shiva, the highest on high. After him there is Brahma, and then the creation is created through him. Definitely Brahma is called the father of people. Shiva is not called the father of people. Shiva is the incorporeal father of all souls. He comes here and adopts you through Prajapita Brahma. The father explains, I have entered this one. You become the mouth-born creation of Brahmins through him. I make you into Brahmins through Brahma, and then make you into deities. You have now become the children of Brahma. Whose child is Brahma? Is there a name for the father of Brahma? He is the incorporeal father, Shiva. He comes, enters this one, adopts you, and makes you into the mouth-born creation. The father says, I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births. This one belongs to me and adopts renunciation. Renunciation of what? Of the five vices. There is no need to renounce your homes or families. While living at home with your families, you have to remain pure. Constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. This is the yoga by which the alloy is removed from you and you become Satopradhan. In devotion, no matter how much you bathe in the Ganges, hold sacrificial fires and perform tapasya, you definitely do have to come down. You were Satopradhan and are now Tamopradhan. Therefore, how can you become Satopradhan once again? No one apart from the Father can show you this path. The Father tells you everything very easily. Constantly remember me alone. He is speaking to you souls. He does not speak to Gujaratis or Sindhis. This is spiritual knowledge. In the scriptures they have physical knowledge. It is the spirits that need this knowledge, because it is the spirits that have become impure. It is the souls who require a spiritual injection. The Father is called the spiritual, eternal surgeon. He comes and gives his own introduction. I am your spiritual surgeon. Because you souls are impure, even your bodies have become diseased. At this time, the people of Bharat, that is, the whole world, are residents of hell. The Father now explains how you can become the residents of heaven. The Father says, I come and make all of you children into the residents of heaven. You also understand that you truly were residents of hell. The Iron Age is called hell. It is now the end of hell. At this time, the people of Bharat are in the depths of hell. You cannot call this a sovereignty. They continue to fight and quarrel among themselves. The Father is now making you worthy of going to heaven, and you should therefore obey him. People don't know their own religious scripture or their father. The Father says, It was I, not Sri Krishna, who made you pure from impure. Sri Krishna was the number one pure soul. He is also called the ugly and the beautiful one. Sri Krishna's soul has now become ugly by taking rebirth. By sitting on the pyre of lust, souls have become ugly. Why do they show a dark form of Jagadamba? No one knows this. Just as Sri Krishna has been shown dark blue, in the same way they have also portrayed Jagadamba as dark. You are now ugly and will then become beautiful. You can explain that Bharat was very beautiful. If you want to see the beauty of heaven, you can see a model of it in Ajmer. There used to be golden palaces studded with diamonds in heaven. Now there are palaces of stone. Everyone is Tamo Pradhan. You children know that Shiv Baba and Brahma Dada are together. This is why they are called Bap Dada. The inheritance is received from Shiv Baba. If you say that you receive it from Dada, then what does Shiva have? The inheritance is received from Shiv Baba through Brahma. The land of Vishnu is established through Brahma. It is now the kingdom of Ravan. Everyone apart from you is a resident of hell. You are now at this confluence age. You are now changing from impure to pure. You will then become the masters of the world. It is not a human being who is teaching you all of this. Who speaks the Murli to you? Shiv Baba. He comes from the supreme region to this old world and into an old body. If someone has this faith, he cannot stop himself from coming to meet the Father. He would say, "Let me first meet the unlimited Father." He wouldn't be able to wait. He would say, "Take me immediately to the unlimited Father, who makes us into the masters of heaven. Let me at least go and see who this chariot of Shiv Baba is." Those people decorate a horse. They have a sash as a symbol. That was the chariot of Muhammad, who established that religion. The people of Bharat apply a tilak on a stone bull and place it in a temple. They believe that Shiva rode a bull. Neither Shiva nor Shankar rode a bull. People don't understand anything at all. Shiva is incorporeal, so how could he ride a bull? He would need legs to be able to sit on a bull. That is blind faith. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Drink the nectar of this knowledge that you receive from the Father and also enable others to drink it. In order to become worthy of worship from a worshipper, renounce the vices. 2. Obey the Father who makes you worthy of going to heaven and do everything he tells you to do. Become one whose intellect has total faith. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of experience and confront Maya's power with the willpower of your experience. Your most powerful stage is based on your own experience. An experienced soul with the willpower of his experience can easily confront any of Maya's powers, as well as all situations and all problems, and he can also make all souls content. with the power to confront based on the willpower of your experience, you can easily attain the power to make everyone content. Therefore, experience every treasure and become an embodiment of experience. Slogan: instead of looking at others, look at yourself and transform yourself. Aviact signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. Check whether you experience every power, every attainment, and every virtue. You are authorities of experience, and so no adverse situation can create any type of impact on you who are authorities of experience. Those who are images of experience will remain unshakable and immovable under any type of adverse situation. They never fluctuate because the greatest authority of all is experience. Whichever power you invoke at any time, it will cooperate with you at that second. Om Shanti.